Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, May 12th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Birthdays, a long list. Florence Nightingale, born this day in 1820. Katharine Hepburn, born May 12, 1907.
Oh, we're going to talk about me, Ollie. Goody.
The great Yogi Berra, 89 today, from bio.com.
Yogi Berra is one of the greatest catchers baseball ever saw. He called a great game, he had a terrific arm, and he was a tremendous offensive player.
Yogi had a way of saying things that would make you go, huh? What did he say? One of my favorites is, nobody goes to that restaurant anymore. It's too crowded.
The most famous Yogiism is, it ain't over till it's over, which he uttered during the 1973 pennant race. And it's just so simple and brilliant in its delivery that I think it's lasted and will last forever.
George Carlin, born this day in 1937.
That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. And when you leave your stuff, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff.
Songwriter Burt Bacharach is 85 today.
What's it all about? Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live?
This day in history, in 1943, the German and Italian forces in North Africa surrender to the Allies.
When General Anderson's main forces enter Tunis, the people greet them with a demonstration almost hysterical. No victorious army ever met a reception expressing greater joy and relief than these Tunisians. To these liberated thousands, this is the end of Nazi brutalities, Vichy French cowardice, near starvation, forced labor. It is the end of the war for them.
Number one on the charts, May 12, 1963, Little Peggy March, and I Will Follow Him.
Love him, I love him, I love him, and where he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow.
I will follow him wherever he may.
On the KETR events calendar this Friday and Saturday at the Audie Murphy Museum in Greenville, a salute to the military, focusing on the personal stories of active and retired soldiers, and Audie Murphy, the most dedicated combat soldier of World War II. Activities will include speakers, entertainment, and displays relating to Audie Murphy and the military. It's from 9:30 to 10:30 Friday and Saturday at the Audie Murphy Museum on Interstate 30 in Greenville. For more information, see events at KETR.com. Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dale, our thought for the day is from financial advisor Dave Ramsey. I'll bet you've heard of Dave Ramsey.
I have.
He says personal finance is about 80% behavior. It's only about 20% head knowledge. I don't know if that's comforting or not.
And I think I'd agree with him on that.
There's a lot of it's common sense.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Dale, in the news here recently, Toyota announced that it's moving its U.S. headquarters from Torrance, California to nearby Plano, a total of 4,000 jobs in all. And that's another major boost to the Texas employment picture, which has been very strong for a long time.
It has. We've even weathered the recession quite well, especially compared to other states, and 4,000. And these are major jobs.
There. Right, right. Those are very high-paying jobs, the kind that everybody says this is the kind of job that you want to have.
And as a matter of fact, Toyota has indicated they'll be investing about $40 million in the campus, as they're calling it there in Plano.
Mm-hmm. So they will be building new facilities, as you understand?
They will. And they say environmentally friendly facilities there, mm-hmm. and that some will move even later this year, most in 15, 16, and even 17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, it'll be stretched out over a period of a few years. That's a tremendous boost to Plano, which I think maybe some people probably thought that the shine was off off Plano a little bit with the growth of some of the other suburbs, but boy, what a boost for the city of Plano.
Oh, you know, Plano officials are really feeling good these days.
Right, right. You know, that kind of thing also, it creates tremendous publicity for Texas.
And it punctuates that thing of a friendly business climate.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is that good for attracting firms from outside, but for internal expansion.
Right. How much, Dale, would you say the state's policy of low taxes, low regulation has to do with this?
I think it's a significant factor. Now, California likes to say its location and all, but if you look, not very long ago, Occidental moved from California to Houston. California has taken quite a few hits.
Yeah.
And again, taxes are a part of it. The regulation, I think, is a significant part of it. But that overall thing, when you have a governor that goes out, whether people like him or not, that is a real draw there. It makes a state look attractive.
He goes out and says, hey, we want you.
Yes.
We desperately want you.
Right.
And courts them in the way that a boy would court a girl almost. Yeah.
Absolutely. As I say, if you want to recruit a high school football player, if you have a head coach from Notre Dame come there, that's a biggie.
We're talking with A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Now, on the other hand, there's an LA Times article that quotes Toyota officials on this as saying the move is made simply to bring the company's headquarters closer to the manufacturing plants that they have in the center of the country. And, of course, they have a very big truck manufacturing plant in San Antonio.
And I'm sure that's a factor. However, a couple of things I'll say. One is that CEOs, corporate CEOs these days, they're politically sharp. They're going to stay in California. They'll still have more than a couple of thousand employees there. And you don't want to embarrass the governor of California. It makes me think of in the 70s and 80s, as Las Colinas was developing, what you heard all the time is it doesn't have to do with taxes there. It's they're moving to the Sun Belt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being a native Texan, the sun's been down here always.
it didn't just show up 25 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now that article in the LA Times pointing out that Texas and California have created about the same number of jobs since the low point of the recession, and basically saying, you know, California is not as bad as the reputation seems to be in terms of the economy.
Well, when you look at it in terms of number of jobs, though, you do have to look at it in terms of base. California has the larger base, so percentage-wise, it makes a difference. I think that what has happened, though, is that when you look at corporate headquarters and moving there, not all have come to Texas, but quite a number have left California. They have acquired, I might say unfairly, but they have acquired a reputation for not being friendly to business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A Wall Street Journal article very recently, very praiseworthy, very complimentary of the Texas economy, but pointing out, you know what, there's a lot of people now moving to Texas, and the time is going to come when Texas is going to have to provide more water, more highways, all of those things.
Growth is a double-edged sword there. That you do have those additional jobs, but you have to invest in infrastructure, and it brings about strain. We have water resources that are becoming a more and more serious problem. Same for traffic, same for environment.
Probably going to be hearing a lot about those issues when the state legislature meets again next year.
Without doubt.
I think so. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.